Hi, my name is Denise on our recorded line. How can I help you?
Hi, yes, I'm calling for the hair lawsuit claim.
Hair
Yes,
lawsuit claim.
my name is Giovanni Riggins.
Giovanni Riggins, okay.
Yes, it's G apostrophe AVANIE Riggins, RIGGINS.
Okay. Thank you for that. And did you speak to someone in the past, or you haven't spoken to anyone just yet, correct?
No, I haven't spoke with someone
Okay.
yet.
Okay. And then Giovanni, it is GEAVANIE.
Yes.
Okay. And then where was the apostrophe? I'm sorry.
It's GE apostrophe AVA.
Okay. Got it. Thank you so much for that. So let's see. And it was for the hair relaxer.
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Let me pull that up really quickly and we'll go through some questions together.
Okay.
And we are on a recorded line. I'm sure I mentioned that already, but just to be safe here.
Okay.
And then do you have an attorney helping you with the claim?
No.
Okay. So there's no attorney present, and you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Correct.
Okay. And I always have to confirm, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the past 20 years, the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yes, an endometrial cancer.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. So I
Thank
did
you.
write that in here. Are you feeling better now?
Yeah, somewhat. I'm getting there.
You're getting
I'm
there.
getting trying to get my mental back to.
Yeah, that must be tough. I'm glad to hear that you're gradually getting better. And
Thank you.
of course, are we filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed with the endometrial cancer?
I was diagnosed like May 2023.
Let's see, May of 2023. What day should we put on there? Would it be like the 10th, the 20th?
You could say like the 8th, 10th.
Okay, the 10th. Okay. And then what age were you when you were diagnosed with endometrial?
25. I'm 26 now.
Okay, so let me put on here 25. Okay. And can I get the diagnosing doctor's information?
Yes. So it's Samara Gibson.
Samara Gibson. Okay.
Yes.
Let me write that
That
in here. Samara. Oh, go ahead. Can you spell that for me, please?
Yes, so it's A for Sam, A for Apple, M for Mary, A for
Oh,
Apple, R for
I'm
Robert.
sorry. My system was a little funny here. Can you repeat that? I'm so sorry.
Yes, so that's SAM,
SAM.
ARA.
ARA. Okay, Samara. Okay.
Yes,
And last
Samara
name?
Gibson, GIBSON.
Okay, perfect. Let me look up this doctor really quickly. And then state
Yes, that's Detroit, Michigan,
Detroit
48223.
48223. Okay. Perfect. I did find a Samara Gibson MD, 19460 Grand Avenue, Detroit 48223, is that correct?
Yes, Graham River.
Yes.
Okay, yes, that's correct.
Perfect. Okay, let me input this information into the system here. Okay, let's see. Let me put the address. And let me get a phone number here. It is 313-387-9028.
Okay.
Okay. And let's see. You were diagnosed May 10th of 2023.
Correct.
Okay. And then this was in Michigan, correct? You've been in Michigan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And let's see. I know this is probably doesn't pertain to you. Do you currently live, or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Okay. Just confirming. And then, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a citizen and resident of the United States?
Correct.
And what is your date of birth, please?
It's 2/2/1998.
2/2/1998. Okay, let's see. 2/2/1998. Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you know of anybody else who was affected negatively after using hair relaxers? A family, a friend, loved one?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. And what state did you use hair relaxer?
Michigan.
Okay. And when did you start using hair relaxer?
Well, my mother started like when I was 14. Using, like, you know, to just for me the little perms, and then when I got of age, I started using Dark and Lovely. So, I was 14. That's like 2012.
Okay, so 2012, you started using hair relaxer?
Yes.
When you were 14? Okay. So, is it safe to say, like, January 1st of 2012?
Okay. Okay.
Because I know you probably won't remember exactly what date, unless
no.
You do, we can put that in there. Okay.
Right.
Just trying to help with some dates here. Okay. And when did you stop using hair relaxer?
When I got diagnosed with cancer. So I, like, May, maybe like 2 weeks or a week before that I got diagnosed, because I remember I dyed my hair burgundy.
Oh, okay. So you were diagnosed 5/10/2023. And
yes.
Let's see. So that would have been, I guess we can put like 4/28 or something like that. Was
yeah,
the last
like 4. Time. Yeah, 4/28.
Okay. Let's see, 4/28/2023?
Yes.
Okay. And how often did you use the products? Was it weekly, monthly, less than four times per year?
Monthly. I always, like, needed touch-ups or something else like that. Or,
okay.
Like, doing, like, gentle treatments or stuff like that. So monthly. And then maybe like, yeah, 4 times more than I was supposed to.
Okay. And how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer products?
So this might be like a 20-year preference. If I was 14 in 2012, that's when I started using.
I did the math here. From 2012 to 2023 would have been 11 years.
I'm sorry.
No problem at all. I'm here to help in any way that I can. But out of those 11 years, how many years consecutively, like, do you feel that you used the product 11 years total, or did you stop?
Yeah, 11 years total. I used those products.
Okay. So consecutively for 11 years?
Yes.
Okay. And did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Did you receive hair relaxer treatments in the salon, in your home, or both?
Yes, both.
Okay. And if the hair chemical straightening process was done at home, where did you purchase the product? Where did you purchase the
like a Walmart or Walgreens or CVS?
Walmart, Walgreens, CVS. Okay. Let's see. Okay. And then if the process was done professionally, please provide the salon name, address, and phone number.
Babes and Braids probably closed down. Does it count if the place is closed down?
Oh, it doesn't matter. We can just have the salon where you used to go.
Okay, so.
And the address and phone number. Even if it's closed down, we put the name on there and the address and phone number.
Okay. So I did like Paul Mitchell's, like, you know, beauty schools.
Mm-hmm. Paul Mitchell Beauty Schools.
In Michigan.
Detroit. Okay. Let's see. I am pulling up some Paul Mitchell
Royal Oak
schools. There's quite a lot that came up. Is there a specific name or does it go by
No, it doesn't go, like, they're all Paul Mitchell's, like, it's different locations. You got one in Sterling Heights that I've been to. I have one in Royal Oak that I've been to. I've even been to Dorsey to get, like, a treatment or anything, but mostly everything else was home if I couldn't get to a salon.
Oh, I see. Okay. So we'll put Paul Mitchell School or Paul Mitchell Beauty, you had mentioned beauty schools?
Yes,
okay.
Beauty school, Paul Mitchell.
Okay. Let's see. Beauty school. And then you mentioned Royal Oaks and what else?
Royal Oak and Sterling Heights. That was about it. Other than that, I did my products at home.
Okay.
I used to be in beauty school as well.
Okay.
So I know how to do some of my...
Okay, no problem. Let's see. I just need to put a phone number on there. So I did look up Paul Mitchell, the school in Michigan, and there's a phone number of 586-939-8600. Does that sound right? It's in Sterling Heights?
Yes.
Okay. I'll just input this information in there. Thank you so much for that. And I'm just going to plug it in here. Royal and Okay. Phone number. Okay, perfect. And which brand name products did you use?
Dark and Lovely, when I first started like using products, and my mom used to do my hair before I knew how to do hair, was like, the Just For Me little girl perms or the relaxers, the straighteners. But after that, Dark and Lovely ORS, like not the black products, I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. I'm gonna name I did put Dark and Lovely on there, but I'm gonna name the rest of them in case any of them jump out at you, let me know, please. And then we can also write those in there. Motions, Organic Root Stimulator or Simulator, Soft and Beautiful, Just For
Yes,
Me. Oh, Soft and Beautiful was another one. Okay.
soft and beautiful, just for me.
Soft and Beautiful, Just For Me. Okay.
Yeah, I
And
didn't
then.
change like a lot of products all the time. Unless they didn't have Dark and Lovely, I would use like just like a gentle treatment or like a stimulator. I'm sorry.
Okay. And a simulator. Okay. And then there's also Contour Shea Butter, Affirm, TCB, Ors Olive Oil, Mysani.
Or olive oil as
Okay.
well.
Ors Olive Oil. Okay. And then Mysani, I don't know if I'm saying these right, but Iso Plus, L'Oreal, Cream of Nature, Vaseline.
Cream of Nature and L'Oreal, because I
Okay.
use, yes, that's like a hair dye, correct?
It's not showing me what it is, but we can put Cream of Nature on here if you feel like you've used that as well.
Yeah, those dyes, because eventually, those dyes.
Okay. African Pride, Hawaiian Silky, Namaste Labs, Revlon.
Oh,
Okay.
those are about it.
Okay.
Just the
Just the
Ors
ones that
olive
we
oil.
mentioned. Okay.
Yeah, Just For Me, Dark and Lovely, and then Cream of Nature. That's about it. Mostly Dark and Lovely.
Okay. And then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Yeah, no problem. So did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 full year? Or 1 year, I should say, at least 1 year.
So the last time I used one of their products to dye my hair was in 2023, and I got diagnosed in 2023 as well
Yes.
with endometrial cancer.
And you started using it when you were 14 years old.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So would that be a yes?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see here. What type of treatment did you receive from your medical doctor?
I had to get a I had to get a surgery done as well as procedures, and then I had to be on medications,
Procedures.
chemo medications.
And had to be on chemo medications. I'm so sorry to hear that you went through that.
Thank
That
you.
must have been tough. Hopefully you have
Yes.
family and friends who have been supportive through it all, right? It's always helpful
Barely,
to have
my mom.
that. Good. Oh, moms are special for sure.
Yes, and
I'm sorry.
yes, they're very special.
Yeah, absolutely. So then you had surgery as well as procedures
Yes.
and had to be on chemo medications.
Yeah.
And then
Yeah.
the treatment date. So I know you were diagnosed May 10th of 2023. When was the treatment date, to your best of your knowledge?
Okay, so when I got diagnosed, I would say like right after, like July in July.
Okay. So
Yep,
let's
right
see
after.
here. When you were diagnosed, it was right after. So then you started treatment sometime in July?
Yes.
Would you say like middle of July, end of
I
July,
would
beginning?
say like July the 15th.
Okay. Of 2023.
Correct.
Okay. And then I will be needing a treating doctor name. Would that be the same as Samara Gibson?
No, I had to end up going to the Karmanos Cancer Institute in
Okay.
Detroit, Michigan. That's 48201, and
Four
I
eight 0 1. Go ahead.
yeah, so that's 4100 John R Street.
4100 and then Jar.
John R Street.
Oh, okay, John R Street. I think I found it. Let's see. Okay, and what was the doctor? A few of them came up.
Dr. Weiner.
Weiner. Okay. Let's see here. Is the zip code 48201?
Yes, 4201.
Okay. Let's see. Treating doctor. Okay. I'm looking through these doctors here. I haven't found them just yet. Can you spell the last name?
Yes, liner should be WINNIER.
Okay. Let me type that in there. See if we come up with anything. Okay, Ira.
I Dr. Weiner.
Yeah, it's under Ira Weiner. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's a male.
A male. Yes, perfect. I do have him on here. So let me plug this in really quickly. Treating doctor. Address. And then phone number. It looks like there's a phone number of 800 Carmanos. Does that sound right?
Yes,
Or
Carmanos.
Carmanos? Okay, perfect. Okay. And then let's see. Ovarian. Or no, endometrial. Sorry, endometrial. Cancer is the main concern. Okay. And then, can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
Yes, I'm a female.
Okay, thank you. And then marital status?
Single.
Okay. And then, your first name. Let me input your first name on here. Okay. And then your last name, Riggins, and middle name? Is there a middle name?
Lashayla, LA apostrophe SHAELA.
ELA. Okay. So it's LA apostrophe HAELA.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And Ms. Riggins, we will be needing a social security only because we have to pull medical records and they will be needing that social security for that purpose.
Okay, can I give you my last four?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, it's 2267.
2267, okay. Okay. And then we also will be needing a primary email address, please.
Yes, so it would be my last name, first name, at gmail.com. So that's RigginsGiovanni at gmail.com.
Okay, and would the apostrophe be on there for the email or no?
No apostrophe.
Okay, yeah, I didn't think so. Just making sure. Thank you for that.
Sorry.
no problem. So last name and then first name and then at gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, Regans and then Giovanni at gmail.com. Okay. Let's see. And then your phone number, please.
It's 313-741-5211.
741-5211?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. Let me put that in here as well. Okay. And is that a cell phone?
Yes.
And your contact preference, I have to pick one, phone call, text, or email?
Email.
Okay. And then best time of the day, I have to pick one as well, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Okay. And then can I get your address, please?
Yes, so that's 15074 Penrod Street, P for Peter, E for Elephant, N for Nancy, R for Roger, O for Octopus, D for David Street, Detroit, Michigan, 48223.
Detroit, Michigan. Okay, let me punch that in here. Thank you so much for spelling that out. That's helpful. Yeah, okay. I did find something on here. 15074 Penrod Street, Detroit, Michigan. And I have a zip code of 48223. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is there an apartment number or unit number?
No, it's a house.
Okay. And then, do you have a copy of your medical records?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
And pictures as well, so yes.
Awesome. And then, can you provide the medical records by mail or electronically or both?
So if it's electronically, I can take the pictures of like the documents that I have and stuff like that, and I can email it to you guys.
Yeah, it wouldn't be for us. It would be for the law firm. For now, I just have to pick how you can send them in to them.
It would be email.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we felt it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive.
Okay. Well, I will put down my mother.
Okay, and before we do that, let me just check really quickly that we have everything. It's giving me a notice here about statute of limitations. Give me one moment really quickly here. Let's see. Let me look something up really quickly, okay? Because
Okay.
I'm getting a notice here about a limitation. Just give me one quick second here.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh, you're welcome.
Oh, what's my spirit? That's what I said. It was dog D. One second. I can take me out and eat me a book. That's some bread. This chicken is warm it up. Put it in a microwave. I'm going to do this in a microwave.
Hi, I'll be right back with you, okay? I'm just checking really quickly with management, okay? Thank you
Okay,
for your
thank you.
assistance. You're welcome.
It's good to talk.
Hi. I'm so sorry about that, Miss Riggins.
No problem.
So everything is checking out. However, I am getting a notice here. It might be a tech issue. I'm just double checking that I have everything that I need. It looks like I do. I'm making sure that everything was filled out correctly. Let me do that just one more time here because it keeps giving me that notice. And again, it could be a tech issue. But
Okay.
I did the math. Everything seems to be fine. But it's still giving me that message. So let's see. Making sure that I input everything correctly. Let's see here. Michigan. Okay. Diagnosed 2023. Okay. Let's see. Let me input this one last piece of information, see if it makes a difference.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So for now, what we can do is just finish by getting that emergency contact.
Okay.
And then I can either place you on a brief hold to talk to the tech person or call you back. But if you don't mind holding, I can just talk to him while I place you on a brief hold.
Okay, you can place me on the brief hold.
Okay, so let me just end it by getting the emergency contact, please.
Okay, so it's Sylvia Hosen, S for Sam, Y for Yo-Yo, L for Lester, I for Igloo, V for Victor, A for Apple, so that's Sylvia Hosen, H for Hector, O for Octopus, L for Lester, S for Stan, T for Tom, O for Octopus, N for Nancy. Hosting.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I feel like I spelled their first name wrong. SYL
DIA.
EIA. Oh, got it. Okay. Got
V
it.
for Victor, so SYLV. Sylvia.
Okay. Got it. And then can I get her phone number, please?
Yes, so it's 313-221-0516.
0516. Perfect. And then mother, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And does she live with you or apart from you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so we have everything we need. Thank you so much. I'm going to speak to tech now. I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Ms. Riggins?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just waiting to hear back. I'm so sorry for that delay. As I mentioned, everything looks good on my end. I'm just having trouble submitting this. So I as soon as I hear right back, I'll let you in on everything, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Of course. I'll be right back. Hello, Miss Riggins. Hello.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I am so sorry about that. So we finally got it taken care of, thankfully. And I did send you an email and a text message. Did you receive that?
Oh, let me check.
Okay.
It says Denise, is that Centoli?
Yes.
Okay. I received the text message. Let me see if I got the email. Okay, yes, I got the email as well.
Either or, as long as we do one of them, I just wanted to be safe and send it to both. But let me know if you need any assistance. You can put me on speaker if you like. And then once you receive that text message with the link in it, you can click the link, and then you will be directed to a DocuSign webpage.
Okay. Okay, I see it.
Perfect.
It says, please sign.
Yes, and then once the DocuSign webpage opens, please click the yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen.
Okay.
And then you may also click yes to allow consent, and then you can just continue signing wherever it kind of guides you.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. Then I know some of them are needing like your initials and others are needing your signature. So.
Okay.
And then just let me know when everything is done and I'll check on my end.
Okay. And then I'm pressing the yellow finish button.
Yes. And, you know, usually at the end of the call, I review everything with you. I didn't do it on this call because of the whole tech situation. But does everything look good to you? The correct spelling, social address?
Yes. Let me see.
I just want to make sure before we officially submit it. And I can also look when I receive it as well.
Okay. So now that I go back, the LaShayla, it's the S missing before the H. And then...
Let me pull it up here on my end. Your middle name? Do you mean your middle name?
Yep, LaShayla.
Okay. Is there anything else?
I'm looking now.
Okay.
Okay, so name is correct, except for the S that was missing in the middle name. The address, the city, the phone number, the email address, everything is correct.
Everything else is correct. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me see. So all it's missing is an S, you said?
Yes, in the middle name.
Okay, let me see if I can go back really quickly.
Okay.
Okay, give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Hi, I'm correcting this now, Ms. Riggins.
Yes.
We can correct it. It's L-A apostrophe, and where is the S?
Yes, so it's S-H-A-E-L-A, LaShayla. So, yeah, L-A apostrophe, S-H-A-E-L-A.
Everything else is correct. I just add the S, correct?
Yes. Yep, the address, the city, zip code, the everything is correct. The phone number, the email.
Okay, so L-A apostrophe, S as in Sam, H as in Harry, A as in Apple, E as in Elephant, L-A.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I'll be right back with you. Hi, Ms. Riggins. Did you receive the updated one?
Yes, for the retainer.
Yes, the updated retainer with your correct middle name.
Yes, I'm looking at it right now.
Perfect.
Okay, so yeah. Everything is correct.
Awesome. As I mentioned, usually at the end of the call, I review everything, but because that message kept popping up, I'm like, it kind of messed me up a little at the end. But
well, you're fine. You did great. You did great.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I finished it.
Awesome. So I did receive it, and what will happen now, Ms. Riggins, The attorney will be giving you a call usually within the next 24 to 48 hours. In case you don't get a call, I will be sending you my information along with the attorney's phone number. Feel free to contact me either through text or you can call me if you don't hear from them, and I can always try to transfer you over, or you can call them directly if you like. But I'm more than happy to assist if you need my assistance, okay? Thank you so much for your patience. I wish you the best, okay? And I'm glad things are gradually getting better for you, okay?
Thank you so much.
Of course. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You as well.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.